BBC Radio Stoke.
Looking at anger on the phone in this morning, and what makes you angry? What really winds you up and makes your blood boil? Give me a call and have your say on that. How can we control our anger as well? It's something that affects all of us at some time or another and affects some of us more than others. Well, joining us on the line this morning is Mike Fisher. He's director and one of the founders of the British Association of Anger Management. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thanks for coming on. Just explain to us how anger management works.
Well, firstly, one has to recognize that you have a problem with anger, and then desperation and a commitment to actually doing what is deep psychological work in order to begin the process of managing and expressing anger appropriately. So it can be done in a variety of ways. You can either participate in a mixed group, I was just about to say a men's group, in a mixed group, or you can do one-to-one anger management coaching or counseling. But it's far more effective if a person actually participates in a group with a bunch of angry people, because they can learn so much about anger and anger management from people who have similar problems to their own problems.
If you get a group of angry people together, though, don't they just wind each other up?
Well, I think that... No, I mean, that's what I've always been very curious about, because what you have is when... There's so much shame associated with anger that when you actually put a bunch of angry people into a room together, there's a lot of resonance between them. They start to recognize very similar behaviors, very similar symptoms, and a very similar issues that come up in their own lives. Usually if they're going to be angry, they're going to be angry with the facilitator, which is often me, and that's when people turn on me and become very, very angry, because I'm not willing to collude with their destructive and self-destructive behavior.
How destructive can anger be?
Well, it depends on the different forms of anger. If it's just verbal anger, which is kind of, say, year in, year out of badgering somebody else or badgering each other, obviously that affects us physically and psychologically, and it can lead to all sorts of physical and psychological ailments. And, you know, that takes to the extreme form. Anger kills. And in one of the 1987 statistics of the 500,000 people who die of heart attacks in America, alone, at least 50,000 of those die of heart attacks directly related to anger and anger issues. So we're talking about pretty serious, pretty severe.
So if we, obviously everyone finds themselves angry about certain things, you know, the fact that something breaks, or you get angry about it, or whatever, but can some people find themselves in a state of sort of chronic anger, if you like, where they're always angry about something?
Yeah, we call that chronic anger, or we call that rageaholism, or we call that toxic anger syndrome. And certainly a lot of people that we work with, you know, really, really suffer from these particular symptoms. So when it comes to chronic anger, I mean, there are people who are angry all day, every day. And it comes out in different ways. It comes out in being very aggressive and hostile towards others, but also they can turn their anger in on themselves as well and punish themselves and beat themselves up. So that level of severity does exist.
How should people who find themselves feeling angry deal with it then? I mean, is it right that you have a go at someone, you shout at someone, or are you better turning it in on yourself? How can we handle it?
I mean, if you turn it in on yourself, you end up becoming depressed. That's what happens with what we call implosive anger as opposed to explosive anger. So turning it in on yourself certainly doesn't help, and that's also physically toxic to the system. The task really is to find a language for your feelings. A lot of people who have anger management problems, their default feeling is, of course, anger. It's about being able to communicate and express their sadness, their hurt, their fear, their shame, their joy. So in the context of anger management, we teach people how to really access and experience the full democracy of all their feelings without being afraid of their shame or their sadness or their hurt. And it's interesting, I was working with a client recently where he just started to feel his sadness as opposed to his anger. And it's like a whole new world of self-discovery. Being able to really experience his sadness, own up to his sadness, and allow it to exist without it translating or transforming into anger and hostility.
So people then who are angry all the time, is it a question of focusing too much on one emotion where another emotion would do the same job and actually be better for us?
It's not even about focusing on one emotion. It becomes like a default feeling. So they don't even know that they're actually doing that. But certainly in the context of anger management, that's exactly what we're teaching people to do, is to begin to develop healthy relationships with all their feelings. So yes, is the answer.
One of the key problems, as far as I can make out, with anger is that we get angry with the wrong people. We get angry with those we love, those we're closest to.
Yeah.
How can we handle that?
Well, one of the precepts to anger management is to be angry with the person who triggered your anger. What we tend to do, you know, if you just think about it in the context of the workplace, if we're an employee, we tend to take a lot of the hits from people who are senior to us. We then take those feelings of aggression and hostility, and we take them home, and then we dump them on our families, and then eventually the kids kick the cat. So the idea is just that if I'm angry with you, it's about me having a relationship or having a conversation with you, sharing my feelings with you. And I'm not talking about in an abusive way, in a way whereby there's no high drama and there's no shame or blame. It's about having a conversation. And that's really what people are very scared to do, is to actually have the conversation. Because their fear is that that if they actually have the conversation, it might really blow out of proportion and then people get hurt. So the task is, if I have an issue with you, I need to clear that issue up with you, not to take it home and dump it on the wife or the kids.
How can people deal better with anger, then?
I like that. I like the question. I would say that, first of all, is to take responsibility for what they feel. Take ownership of their feelings. Also to acknowledge and recognize the consequences of their anger, and to realize that their anger has an impact on others around them. To be aware of the impact that their anger has on others around them. And then also to take responsibility for their behaviors and for their actions and for what they think. So it's all to do with self-awareness and responsibility, owning up to the parts of them that they hide, deny, or repress. I think in its most simple form, that's what we need to do. And I just done a program this weekend for the BBC, BBC 3 on anger and anger management. And it was extraordinary, the resistance of the group to take responsibility for their feelings and their behavior and their actions. It was all about blaming other people for what they thought, how they felt, and how they behaved. And it's very, very frustrating from a facilitator's point of view.
Do you think, then, that's the kind of culture we're living in at the moment, blaming someone else rather than taking responsibility for our own thoughts, feelings, and actions?
Yes, absolutely.
So is that making us a more angry nation?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I mean, let's just look at it in a much broader context. If I have to take responsibility for my behavior, I immediately see myself as wrong and you as right. And one of the things about us human beings, we like to be right. And if I'm wrong, there's a lot of shame associated with being wrong. And it makes me less than perfect. But in fact, that's not the truth. Because part of anger management is actually moving away from seeing the world as wrong, right, good, bad, positive, negative, black and white. You know, we make mistakes, we're human, we get things wrong, we're clumsy, we fall over, we dust ourselves off and we start again. And the problem is that when we make a judgment about ourselves being wrong or somebody else being wrong, that's also part and parcel what stimulates and reactivates anger. We need to move away from seeing the world in wrong and right. We need to view the world from the perspective of respecting diversity, because we are also diverse in our feeling and thinking and seeing and viewing the world.
People hearing you this morning, Mike, might be thinking, feel I could probably benefit from some kind of help with anger management. Who should they turn to? Who can provide that help?
Well, as an organization, you know, we offer trainings across the country, but the problem is when, you know, we've got a program coming up in Ireland this weekend, for example, and we've had to cancel it because we've had like something like 5 people, and it just doesn't make it viable for us to run programs. But certainly people can log on to our website, and we run programs in London, Ireland, and Manchester at the moment, but we have also trained 60 facilitators across the country who do run programs across the country. So if people email us or call us, we can probably identify and help them to access anger management counsellors or group work across the country.
Is it worth visiting a GP about and saying, look, I feel I need help? Is anger a mental health issue?
I'd say that anger is a mental health issue. It's certainly in its extreme forms. You know, when anger turns to violence, that's when it becomes a mental health issue. When anger about constantly verbally abusing loved ones, that becomes a mental health issue. When anger is turned in on itself, it becomes a mental health issue. So sure, by all means, go to your doctor, but this is not about a quick fix and just taking a pill and hoping everything will go away. It is about identifying and working with a counselor, a psychotherapist, or an anger management specialist in order to really come to grips and come to terms with their anger.
Where can we find your website then, Mike?
Our website is www.angermanage.co.uk. And you can also email us on info@angermanage.co.uk.
Okay, that's lovely. Thanks for talking to us this morning, Mike. Lots of calls coming in. Mike Fisher there from the British Association of Anger Management. More details at www.angermanage.co.uk. If you didn't get that down, you can always give Steve a ring next door. He's got that. 01782208008 is the number. Ray says, anger can ruin your health. It raises your blood pressure. It's not good. 07786202946 on the text line. You can also email stuart.stoke@bbc.co.uk.